For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team has senior weekend this weekend. Final home games of the regular season against Minnesota State. Joined by senior defenseman, one of the four captains, Wolves Mullick. Well, what have the last 4 years been like for you here, and how special has this place become?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, I think, Beaver Nation's been awesome to me. And, you know, obviously it's gone by really fast. You know, obviously senior and only 2 weeks left in the regular season. So it's something that, you know, I've been cherishing for these last 4 years, but man, it's flown by.
You guys have had to maneuver through a lot of different stuff with COVID and everything else that's gone on. The fifth years of who's coming back, who's not, which transfers are coming in. What's that process all been like?
It's definitely been a little strange. Obviously, the COVID year, my freshman year with them shutting everything down, and going into my sophomore year when, you know, they didn't let, you know, really any fans in for a little bit. Then they let some fans in, and obviously the transfer portal's been weird because you see just a ton of people in it, and then, you know, you got to adapt to, you know, new teammates and stuff like that. But based off the transfer portal, I think the guys we got this year, you know, they've come in and, you know, they're unreal hockey players, unreal guys off the ice too. So I think it's been, you know, a nice addition for us.
How quickly have you kind of embraced all those guys and brought them into the quote unquote family?
Pretty quick. I think you kind of have to just, you know, take them under your wing and, you know, just, you know, help them and, you know, just talk to them every day. And, you know, obviously they're good guys too. So I mean, I think just hanging out with them every day, you know, gets them, you know, going to get some more comfortable, and, you know, any way we can help out with that, you know, we will.
Looking at the number of minutes that you and Elias have played this year is just mind-boggling. Do you ever imagine yourself playing virtually half of a game every single night?
No, I haven't.
How have you physically been able to do that?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Just, you know, I just go out there and give it my all, and, you know, sometimes I'll take, you know, the short shifts when I'm not feeling, you know, 100% or a little tired out there. So I'll, you know, go get a quick, you know, 20-second shift and, you know, try and rest and get water in me and then get back out there.
What's it been like, you and Elias, and just how, I mean, you two share a brain, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, obviously it's been fun. You know, I've been playing with him since, you know, freshman year, I think like second week of the season there. So getting to know him and playing with him has been nothing but a blast for me. So, you know, obviously it'll be weird, you know, not playing with him anymore. But, you know, it's been fun, and the journey for us has been really fun, and, you know, just trying to enjoy it.
How much of his offense do you try to put in your game? How much of your defense does he try to put in his game?
Yeah, you know, I think we just kind of play our own games and just, you know, kind of play off each other. Obviously, I know that he'll jump in the offensive zone a little more than I will. So then, you know, I got to stay back and play defense. And, you know, every once in a while I'll go up in the offensive zone. I know he stays back. So I think you just kind of read off each other during the game.
This year has been a hard one for me to really, for lack of a better term, figure out. You guys played so darn well early. You had, you know, that great series in Mankato before Christmas. After Christmas, it's been a grind for you guys, but yet you still control your own destiny. You take care of business these next 2 weeks. You're going to be playing at home. Last year showed anything is possible once you get to the playoffs. What are these next couple of weeks like, just knowing what's still in front of you?
It's huge. Obviously, you know, we have the chance to play in front of our own fans, you know, first round, which is huge. And like you said, we control our own destiny. It's not like we have to sit there and hope that, you know, this team beats this team or whatever. So I think, you know, I like the boat we're in right now. And, you know, if we can just take care of business these next 2 weeks, I like our odds at home for the first weekend.
You being from Rochester, you obviously are closer geographically to Mankato than you are Bemidji. Your brothers have played there, so that's another little wrinkle into this rivalry. What's this week like for you and your family?
It's pretty special. Obviously, I got a lot of friends and family coming, so, you know, not trying to think too much into it. You know, just go out there and play hockey, and then, you know, after the game, see them and, you know, have fun with them. But it's obviously something that, you know, try not to think too much of.
Aside from the family part, what's this rivalry like?
It's good. It'll be good games. You know, it's something that obviously playing my brothers is, you know, a little weird for me, but I think it's always kind of fun to see them on the other side, you know, compete and battle against them.
And go hit them and beat them, right?
Yep, exactly.
What's the future have in store for you?
I'm not sure yet. Just kind of waiting it out.
It is amazing to me how quickly all of this stuff just kind of takes care of itself once the season ends, and you never know when that's going to be. But, well, it's been a pleasure watching you for 4 years. Best of luck.
Thank you.